A delegation from the International Atomic Energy Agency arrives in the Iranian capital, Tehran, to hold talks with senior Iranian officials. Iran has been cooperating with the IAEA as part of efforts to provide more transparency on the country's nuclear energy program on a voluntary basis. The Israeli foreign minister says Palestinians in Israel who are not loyal to the regime must be beheaded. Avigdor Lieberman made the shocking comments while speaking at an elections event. He said those who support Tel Aviv deserve everything, but the heads of the opponents must be chopped off with an axe. Iraqi armed forces backed by local volunteers have launched a massive operation against ISIL Takfiri terrorists in the strategic city of Tikrit. The city is now under siege from all four directions. Military commanders are optimistic that the siege of the city would pave the way for its final liberation. Forces from Niger and Chad launch a ground and air offensive against Boko Haram Takfiri terrorists after the group formally pledged allegiance to the ISIL. The campaign is targeting militants in Nigeria's Borno state. Boko Haram controls parts of northeastern Nigeria and says its goal is to overthrow the government. Libya's rival groups will resume peace talks on March the 11th in Morocco. A three-day peace dialogue between the warring factions was paused on Saturday to allow for their representatives to consult on plans to solve the ongoing crisis. Libya plunged into chaos in 2011 following the ouster of former dictator Muammar Gaddafi. The Egyptian army has killed 70 suspected militants in airstrikes and raids in North Sinai over the past week. Officials say that 118 suspects were also arrested. The raids in the cities of Rafah and Arish and the town of Sheikh Zuwait destroyed dozens of militant hideouts. And at least 40 Kurdish fighters and ISIL Takfiri terrorists have been killed during clashes over the control of the town of Erbin in southeastern Syria. There are also reports of 11 civilian fatalities. Erbin is a strategic town in Damascus countryside, which had been held by foreign-backed insurgents. Families of passengers of Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 have rejected a report on the first anniversary of the plane's disappearance. The interim report gives no new clues as to what happened to the plane. Malaysia and Australia say they remain committed to finding the missing plane.